Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the Cardano. EO stop your shop. I like it from Alleluia. We got the lady. We got the lady. You got the tomorrow. We got the lady. Oh, yeah, he's gone. I'm the God.
No Jesus, no lie.
And then he was calling the name of the Almighty God that has the answer is a consuming fire. I'm going with that true God, the God you call upon in the days of trouble, and he answers you. I'm going with that true God. All other gods, they are the works of men. You are the only
one. There is no one like you.
All other gods, they are the works of men. You are the only God.
The only one.
All other gods, they are the works of man. You are the only God.
You are the only God.
All other gods, they are the works of man.
The work of man.
You are the only God.
Yeah,
it's
not like you.
Heavenly Father, bless your people through your word today. And let your word find a place in the life of your people. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes,
amen.
I'm going to start today in a couple of minutes. Mama is going to share also, so quickly take a couple of minutes, and then she's going to take over from there. My question is, where do you live? Where do you live? In here we live and grow and have our being. In here we live and grow and have our being. Make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord. Tell of his might, down before him. Make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord. Tell of his might, hallelujah. In here we live and grow and have our being. In here we live and grow and have our being. In here we live, in here we move, in here we have our being. My topic tonight is a question. Where do you live? It's a question, and I want you to answer that question. Hey, the question is, where do you live? Where is your address? Where is your home? And I'm reading Psalm 91 at our text. Psalm 91. Psalm 91, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Oh, yes. That's a mighty one. But you can take it from the beginning to the end so that you understand it more. Psalm 90 and Psalm 91 were special prayers that Moses prayed over the Israelites as they were coming from Egypt to the land of promise. Psalm 90 and Psalm 91. But that prayer started from Psalm 90 and then continued at Psalm 91. But I read Psalm 91 because I want to hit the center of the topic. I just hit the center of it. The question is, where do you live? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And then I sang a song. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. That's the Apostle Paul. Wrote that picture. In him, in Christ, we live. In Christ, we move. In Christ, we have our being. And then Colossians chapter 3, which I read in the morning, he says, we are in Christ and our lives are hidden in Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1, 2, 3, I read that in the morning section. He says, you are dead in Christ and your life is hidden in Christ in God. That is, you are buried with Christ in baptism. You resurrected. And your life is hidden in Christ with God. Dr. Kenneth Hagin, Reverend Dr. Kenneth Hagin, he called it double door. That's how Kenneth Hagin, he called it double door. Your life is hidden in Christ with God. Your life is, first of all, hidden inside Jesus Christ. And then it's hidden inside God. Double door. Where is that devil? Where is that witch? Where is that wizard? That will want to kill Jesus Christ and kill God and come and kill a child of God. Where is that demon? Show me that demon. Double door. Our lives are hidden in Christ with God. Where do we live? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Where do you live? I live in Christ. I live in Jesus. I live in God. I live in the Holy Spirit. Where is my address? My address is Jesus Christ. Where is my home? My home is Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, because that's what it is. Say, he that dwelleth, look at this, Psalm 91, verse 1. Look at this. Look at this, Psalm 91, verse 1. Say, he or she that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High,
the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God,
in whom I trust.
A refuge is a place you run into in the time of problem. A fortress is also a place you run into in the time of problem. So we have a God that we can run into. We have a place to run into. We have a place to go. Oh, yes. Today, your address is changing. Your address is changing. Do you know where your address is? Your home is no longer that your home. Your home is in Christ Jesus. Your house is in Christ Jesus. Where you live in Christ Jesus. In him we live. In him we have our being. In him we move around. Christ in us is the hope of glory. Where do you want to live? You need to live in him, because in him you find protection. In him you find health. In him you find healing and deliverance. In him you find life and life more abundant. Where else do I want to live? I want to live in Jesus Christ. I want to live in God. I want to live in Christ with God. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, say, we are in Christ, in God. Our lives are hidden in Christ and then hidden inside God. Double door. Show me that coronavirus that wants to kill Jesus Christ and kill God and come and meet me. It's a coronavirus that comes and is killing people everywhere. Yes, no problem. No problem. Coronaviruses can be there. I didn't invite them. I don't have business with them. I don't have anything to do with them. I don't know how many coronaviruses are there. I don't care. I just don't have business with them. I just don't have anything. All I know is that I am in Christ. I'm in God. Colossians chapter 3. He said, we are dead with Christ in baptism, and we resurrected to live in Christ with God. Then he says, our lives are hidden in Christ. And they're hidden inside God. We are first of all hidden inside Jesus Christ. I think that is not enough. We are hidden inside God. Now, coronavirus, tell me how you can kill God and kill Jesus and kill the Holy Spirit and then come and meet me. That's how I see it. I don't know how you see it. You know, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you, 8,000 shall fall by thy side, and 10,000 by your right hand side. He shall not come near our dwelling. That's Psalm 91. Pestilences that walk in the darkness. And all the evil things that fly around and all those things, they shall see the blood on your doorpost and on your lintel. They shall see the blood on your forehead. And they will say, no, not this one. We are going to the other one. It's not this one. Hallelujah. Ah! One weak doctor was looking for a child to kill to make money. You know, these rituals, people who do rituals, they kill human beings to make money. So the gentleman, go and get a child. Get a child. We're going to kill the child and use the child's head to make money for you to become rich. So the man went to get a child. Stole a child from somewhere and went to give it to this juju priest. When he carried the child into where the juju priest was operating, the juju priest shouted. He said, oh, no, not this child, not this child. The juju priest said, no, take this child back. This is not the child I want you to bring. Then everybody was surprised. Juju priest, you said that we should bring a child and he will kill the child and make rituals to make money. Then we'll become rich. Then why you now don't want the child? He said, no, let me explain to you. You see this child you bring, you know, juju priest, those ritualists and those, they have spiritual eyes. They also see the spirit the same way we see. In the same way we prophesy and see the spirit, they also see the spirit. So the Jew priest said, this child, two angels, God assigned two angels to watch over this child. Because this child, when he was born, they carried this child to church. And the pastor had prayed over the child, anointed the child, and prayed special prayer over that child. God have assigned two angels to watch over this child. Now listen, if we kill this child, the blood will not work for this ritual. And if we kill this child, we ourselves are in trouble. So carry the child back. So they carry the child back to where they stole the child from. Love the Lord, I know it. I'll do my prophet no harm. Is it everybody that they kill like that? Eh? Touch not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm. These are real things that happen in life. That's why I say don't live a careless life. Your life, you must give your life to Jesus. Let Jesus come in you. As many as received Jesus, to them God gave power to become his son. You must be a child of God. It's not enough to go to church. You must receive Jesus Christ into your heart. You must be born again. You must be filled with the Holy Spirit. You must be serving God in spirit and in truth. Don't cover up with church. Because that is what Nicodemus was doing. Nicodemus, Jesus was asked, are you born again? Are you born again, Nicodemus? Stop telling me about church. Tell me about your life. Nicodemus repented and accepted Christ and gave his life to Jesus Christ, and he became born again. That's what it is. That's what it's all about. Covering up with church. You know what Jesus was not doing? If you met Jesus when he was on earth, he's not going to ask you, what church do you belong? Oh, no. During the 33 and a half years Jesus was on earth, read through the Bible. He never asked anybody, what church do you belong? Because people will tell lies. They will tell you that they belong to this church, they belong to this church, they belong to that church, they belong to this church, they belong to the other church. That is not what Jesus is talking about. Nicodemus, have you been born again? Is your life, are you a true child of God? Do you have Christ in you? Christ in you is the hope of glory. Nicodemus admitted John chapter 3. And Jesus Christ led him to salvation. And he got born again, filled with the Spirit of God, and began to serve God and worship God in spirit and in truth. That's what we're talking about. Where do you live? Do you live in Jesus Christ? In him we live. In him we have our being. Where is your address? Your address must be in Christ Jesus. Your home is in Christ Jesus. Because he lives, he can face tomorrow. In him we live. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God. Look at it. Psalm 91 verse 1. You that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God. And then he enumerated all the things that will happen to you. If you dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, then he has said, the thousand shall fall by the side. He shall not come near thee. 10,000 shall fall by the right hand. He shall not come near thee. Pestilence that walketh in darkness. He enumerated all these things. But you must dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. You must dwell in the presence of the Most High God. You must be in Christ, and Christ must be in you. There was this magician, occultist, diabolical man who got saved. And he traveled around the world preaching and exposing the work of Satan, because he was a servant of Satan for many years, but he got saved and is now serving Jesus Christ. He said he has killed so many people with his diabolical power. But there is one person who, through whom God changed his life. He wanted to go and kill a child of God, a son of God, a servant of God. When he got there, angels surrounded the man of God. He was surprised that angels were there. Straight to the angels. They stopped him. He brought his charm, brought all his juju, and he was invoking, trying to invoke all kinds of things on the servant of God. None of them will work. He was surprised. The following day, the magician, he went to the man of God and bowed down. He said, please, tell me the secret of your power. Your power is more than my power. I'll be trying to kill you, this preacher. You are preaching people. to go to church, to go to heaven, to be saved, to be born again, to leave the magician and diabolical things, Lord. Now, I'm trying to kill you. I tried to kill you many times, but I could not. Tell me the secret of your power. You, these powers of God. So the man of God laughed. I expected this to happen. Oh, no, no problem. No problem. I will tell you the secret of my power. Sit down. So the man of God brought out his Bible and began to tell him about Jesus Christ. How to be saved, how to be born again, how to have Christ. You know, God gives you power. As many as receive Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. The power of God will come into your life. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you are saved by the Holy Spirit, and you are serving God, the Spirit, and in truth, you are living a holy life, then the power of God can be in you. That is the secret. Are you ready to give your life to Jesus now? So the human, he bowed down himself and gave his life to Jesus. Today, that the human, I won't call his name. I won't call his name because people know him all over the world. He traveled around the world preaching about Jesus Christ and telling people that to you is not the answer. Jesus is the answer. Magician, occultism, and all those things, they are not the answer. Jesus is. You know, so what are we talking about? There is a prophetic word for you today. It's Psalm 91. Psalm 91 is a prayer, a special prayer Moses prayed. Moses prayed that prayer over the Israelites as they were coming from Egypt. They were going into the land of promise. See, verse 10, he said, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For it shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. See, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and dragon shall thou trample under feet. See? Come near thy dwelling. Do you know what God does? I want you to go and start from Genesis to Revelation. At least read the Bible through from Genesis to Revelation. But if you read the Bible two or three chapters per day, you will complete it in 1 year. If you can read the Bible 2 or 3 chapters per day, you have the full knowledge of the Word of God. All the way from Genesis to Revelation, God has always picked his own people. He always selected his people. He separated the goats from the sheep. And don't tell me God is not fair. Don't say that to me. Noah, when God picked Noah and his family, only 8 of them, God picked them. Sodom and Gomorrah, it was Lot and his family that they picked, though Lot's wife became Salt. See, God has always picked his people. He has always chosen his people. He has always taken his people. May God take you. May God receive you. May God welcome you. May God mark you. May he put a mark on you. Put a seal. You are the people of God. And he loves you. For he has chosen you for his own. Let's come together. Love one another. The way that he has said, love you is a chosen generation. A royal priesthood.
Royal priesthood.
Royal people. Where do you belong? You should be the sheep of Jesus Christ. You should be the child of God. You should be the seed of Abraham. You should be the born-again Christian that is living a holy life and following Jesus Christ. You should have an address. You must belong to a camp. Where do you belong? He that dwelleth in the sixth place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In him we live. In him we have our being. Where do you belong? Gotta stay right under the blood. Where the devil can do you no harm. You gotta stay right under the blood. Because in Egypt, plagues came down. But the tenth plague did not hit Israel because the blood was on their doorpost and on their lintel. That blood symbolized the blood of Jesus Christ. That blood was the covering for them. And so when the spirit of death came by midnight, he saw the blood and passed over them. Many of you are not under the blood. You are on your own, vagabond child, going your way and doing your own thing. You are not under the blood. And anything can hit you anywhere. And anything that happens, you don't have to be that way. You need to be under the blood of Jesus Christ. You need to have Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You need to open up and receive him into your life. And let him cover you with the blood of Jesus. So that when the enemy shall come, like a flood, they shall see the blood.
Maybe you can go with this and stand that day together.
Yes. You're going to pray right now. Our prayer today is, I belong to Jesus. I live in Jesus. I dwell in the most holy place. In him I live. In him I have my being. I'm not living outside Jesus Christ. I'm not living outside God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Your address is changed as from today. Your address is Psalm 91, verse 1. Your home address is Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Holy Ghost, Satan, declare. Holy Ghost, fire, zone, set up, declare. He doesn't have to come near. Can't come near. There is a wall of fire on it. And if you come near that fire will consume all of them. It's a consuming fire. That's what the Bible says. That our God is consuming fire. That is the God in whom I live. In him I have my being. That's my address. And I want you to do this faith today. We live in Christ, and Christ lives in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Yes, we're going to pray right now. We're going to ask Jesus to receive us as his own. We want to be living in Christ Jesus. In him we live. In him we have our being. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
Yes.
Hello,
God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Hello, God, we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hello, God, we say you do, Lord, you are a refuge and a fortress. The Lord God in whom we trust. Surely you will cover us with your feather. Under your wings we take refuge. Your trees shall be our shield and buckler. O Lord God of heaven, I will not be afraid of the shadow by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor perilous pestilence of darkness, nor destruction and wastage at noonday. The devil shall fall at the sight and as on the right hand. The feet will not come near our children with our eyes. That is, I hold and see the reward of the wicked. Because we made the Lord and refuge, even the Most High habitation. No evil shall befall us, no plague come near our dwelling place. For we give your angels charge over us, and bear us up in their hands. This is God shall put against the stone. We tread upon lion and cobra and serpent, and not touch us. We satisfy with long life and show us your salvation. O Lord God of heaven, we are hidden in Christ. We are secured. O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. God, we are security. O Lord God of heaven, we satisfy with long life. We show us your salvation. O Lord God of heaven, your truth shall be our shield and buckler. We are hidden in Christ Jesus. We are secured.
Blessing us with our blessing, heavenly Christ.
God bless us with spiritual blessing in heaven in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes, we are the apples of God.
We belong unto you, Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. We are our Father, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
We are a shield and a buckler, a refuge, a deliverer.
The
Lord God in whom we trust. O Lord God, we trust you for every aspect of our life. O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name.
In Christ we live. In Him we have our peace. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
So over to you, Honorable Lady Evangeline. I'd like to tell you what we're going to have the next 30 minutes. Go ahead and let God use you right now.
Yeah, we thank God. O Lord God, I thank you. I glorify your name. I exalt your name, O Lord God of heaven, today. To you be glory forevermore in Jesus' name. Lord, I commend this teaching unto you, O Lord God of heaven. Teach and instruct and counsel me, God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Today's topic is 100% for Isaac in famine. In famine, 100% for Isaac. This can be found in Genesis chapter 26. Genesis chapter 26. A severe famine now struck the land, as had happened before in Abraham's time. So Isaac moved to Gerar, where Abimelech, king of the Philistines, lived. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt, but do as I tell you. We must do as God tells us. It's important that we do as God tells us. And we all will know we love the appearance of God. We all want to see Jesus appear to us. Live here as a foreigner in this land, and I will be with you." All foreigners in all foreign countries is the presence of God they are benefiting from. "I will be with you and bless you. I hereby confirm that I will give all this land to you and your descendants." That's the benefit of all these foreigners in foreign countries. They are blessed in the foreign country with their children. They multiply there. Just as I solemnly promised Abraham, your father, Abraham is Isaac's father. God really loves Abraham. He told Abraham to leave his own country and come to the country in which he should come. So it is with all foreigners too. I will cause your descendants to become as numerous as the stars of the sky, and I will give them all this land, and through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. So shall it be for us in Jesus' name. They will be blessed in the country, in this country, America, in which we are, with our descendants. I will do this because Abraham listened to me and obeyed all my requirements, commands, decree, and instruction. So there is power in obedience. So Isaac stayed in Gerar. When the men who lived there asked about his wife, Rebecca, he said, "She is my sister." He was afraid to say, she is my wife. And we have been told by God that we should not be afraid. We should be courageous. We should not lie. We should not deceive. No deception in our life as a Christian. She is my wife. She is my sister. He was afraid to say, "She is my wife." He thought they will kill him to get her because she is so beautiful. But sometime later, Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out his window and saw Isaac caressing Rebecca. Immediately, Abimelech called Isaac, and exclaimed, "She is obviously your wife. Why did you say she is your sister?" "Because I was afraid someone would kill me to get her from me," Isaac replied. "How could you do this to us?" Abimelech exclaimed, "One of my people might easily have taken your wife and slept with her, and you would have made us guilty of great sin."
Yes.
Sexual sin is a great sin we Christians must not commit. Then Abimelech issued a public proclamation: anyone who touches this man or his wife will be put to death. Touch not. We Christians, we are touch not. God will not allow anyone to touch us. When Isaac planted his crop that year, he harvested 100 times more grain than he planted. That is what they call impossibility can be turned to possibility, from farming to 100%. And the Lord blessed him. He became a very rich man, and had wealth continue to grow. He has wealth and continue to grow. We too, we must continue to grow on this Christian journey.
Amen.
He acquired, and when we grow on this Christian journey, it's God that give us power to get wealth, and we will get wealth to see too.
Man.
He acquires so many flocks of sheep and goats, herds of cattle, and servants that the Philistines became jealous of him. Jealousy, envy is very bad. So the Philistines came jealous Abel's brother and killed him. Jealousy is very dangerous. Deception too is bad. So the Philistine lifted up all of Isaac's wealth. With these were the wealth that had been dug by the servants of his father Abraham. Finally, Abimelech Abimelech ordered Isaac to leave the country, go elsewhere. That because they are envying him, they told him to go out of their country. This will not happen to us in Jesus' name. He said, for you have become too powerful for us. You must be too powerful for the enemy to confront. So Isaac moved away to the Gera Valley, where he set up their tents and settled down. He reopened the well his father dug, which the Philistine had filled in after Abraham's death. Isaac also restored the names of Abraham, Abraham had given them. Isaac's servant also dug in the Gera Valley and discovered a well of fresh water. But then the shepherd from Gera came and claimed the spring. What belongs to us will not be claimed by another person in Jesus' name. Our inheritance will not be taken away from us. This is our water, they said. And they argued over it with Isaac's ex-men. So Isaac named the well Ezek, which means argument. Argument is bad, envy is bad, and deception is not good too. Isaac then dug another well, but again, there was a dispute over it. So Isaac named it Shinar, which means hostility. Abandoning the one, Isaac moved on and dug another well. You must never give up. This time there was no dispute over it. So Isaac named the place Rehoboth, which means open space. For he said, at last, the Lord has created enough space for us to prosper in this land. All of us in this land, in the name of Jesus, the Lord will prosper us in this land we have, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
From there, Isaac moved to Beersheba, where the Lord appeared to him on the night of his arrival.
Yes.
Appearance of God is very important in one's life. Even people have seen God appear to me more than two or three times. When you see God, one has rest and peace of mind. And the God of your father Abraham, Isaac's father Abraham is an intercessor. Isaac to himself is an intercessor. He said, do not be afraid. That's what they tell us every day. 365 days, there is always something to fear about. But we are told we should not be afraid. For I am with you. We all know that Emmanuel, that's the name of Jesus, that is the God with us. For I am with you, and I will bless you. I will multiply your descendants, and they will become a great nation. I will do this because of my promise to Abraham, that is, the promise of God to his father, my promise to Abraham, my servant. Then Isaac built an altar there. All of us must have a altar where we call on the name of the Lord God Almighty. Altar is very, very important in people's lives. Even the Church of God will go has an altar. An altar is a place that we call on God. We must have a table and a chair in our room where we read our Bible, where we praise, and where we pray unto God. That place is called an altar, where we should be meeting God regularly to read the Word of God, to pray, and to praise God. Set up this camp at that place, and a servant dug another well. So God will not allow the enemy to block our blessing. We are going to thank God. Oh Lord God, as you make impossibility to be possible in the life of our sick, from famine to hundreds, saying, oh Lord God, make all impossibility possible. Wonderful blessing
yes.
for us in Jesus' name. Let us pray.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name,
yes,
the mighty name of God, oh Lord God of heaven, as we turn famine to 100% blessing, oh Lord God, turn our famine to 100% blessing in the name of the Father. Whatever will be our hands on in life, let it prosper in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, we are going to pray. The Lord appeared to Isaac, not even once, more than once. Lord, I want your appearance. I want to see you. I want the glorious presence of God in my house. I want to see you appear to me. I want to see you. We are praying. Let us pray. Father,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord,
name, Jesus,
you,
name, the mighty name of John. I want your appearance.
You,
Lord. Oh, Lord God of heaven, in the name of John. Your appearance
yes,
to me.
You,
oh, Lord God of heaven, I need to see you. Jesus, I need to see you. I want to see you in my house. Oh, Lord God, let me see you. Be appearing to me and my family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God confirmed his blessing to Isaac because of father of Abraham, his father. True fathers, people, blessing true ancestral fathers. And so through some fathers, causes of what they've done. Go to the, that's why they always say, we should pray about our father's house. Some father's house, like Abraham's, is a house of blessing. Some like Ahab, as a father. The work they've done is a call to their children from generation to generation. We are going to pray, oh Lord God of heaven, let my father's house be like Abraham's father's house, that there will be blessing from generation to generation. Let us pray, generation blessing to our
yes,
father's
Lord.
House. Mighty God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy God. Generational blessing through our father's house, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. We are going to pray, we foreigner in this country. We are in a foreign country, although we are citizens of America, but we are foreigner, we came from another country. Oh Lord God of heaven, bless us with this country, America. Let us continue to go from blessing to blessing, from generation to generation. Multiply and increase us in this America. Let us pray. Mighty God, bless us with this America. Oh Lord God of heaven, give us America as an inheritance. Let us go from generation to generation. Oh Lord God, in this America. Give us America. Bless us with America from generation to generation.
Yes, Lord.
We are going to tell God, let me hear your voice, oh Lord God. I want to be hearing your voice. I should hear the voice of God. Stay here. Don't move. Don't go from this country. Stay here. You know what happened to Naomi when he went to another country, because there was famine in that country. The whole family nearly perished. Had it been the ear of voice of God, Naomi and his family would not have perished in a foreign land. They are going to pray. Oh Lord God of heaven, let me hear your voice, oh Lord God, in all situations of my life. I will not follow the voice of a stranger. John chapter 10 says, I'm your shepherd, you follow my voice. You do not follow the voice of a stranger. Say, the voice of God shall always lead us, not the voice of stranger. Let us pray. Oh Lord God of heaven, in the name of John, the voice of God will only lead us, not the voice of a stranger, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Man.
We are going to pray. Father, remove deception and lying from us. Some people, they lie because they are afraid. Majority of the people, the reason for their lying is because they are afraid. They are going to pray. Father, remove fear from me. Do not let me fear make me to be committing sin after sin. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, the mighty name of God, O Lord God, in the name of God, any fear that will make me to be lying, O Lord God, remove it from my life and the life of my entire family, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. We are going to pray. Do not let our source of blessing be blocked. The well of Isaac was being blocked. Do not let our source of blessing be blocked by the enemy. O Lord God of heaven, we don't want any argument. We don't want any fighting. We don't want any trouble. O Lord God, do not let anybody block our inheritance and our source of blessing. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, the mighty name of God, let no one block our source of our blessing. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. They will not block our inheritance. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen.
At last Isaac
said, Rehoboth, that is, he has peace and rest of mind. And that God has created enough space for him to prosper. We are going to pray that God Almighty give us rest and peace of mind from all troubles and prosper us in this land of America where we are. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, the mighty name of God, O Lord God, let us have peace and rest of mind for us in this America where we are. O Lord God, provide a space for us to prosper. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of God, enough space for us to prosper in this land, America. Create enough space for us to prosper in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. We are going to pray. Father, remove fear from me, because I should know that you are with me and you will always bless me. Do not be afraid, for I am with you and will bless you and multiply you and your descendants and make you a great nation. We are going to pray. God, make us a great nation. Remove fear from us. Bless us and multiply us. Let us pray. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, mighty God, bless us, multiply us, remove fear from us, multiply us from descendant to descendant, from generation to generation, make us a great nation, me and my family, and my friend and their family, in Jesus' name, amen. Lastly, we are going to pray that fire must not quench on our altar. Fire must not quench on our altar.
Really?
We must have a altar of, let me revive my altar of prayer, praises, and word reading. We are told that if we read 2 chapters or 3 chapters every day consistently, we will read the whole Bible in 1 year. We don't have to rush. Mm-hmm. 2 or 3 chapters is enough for the day. Then, by a year, we complete the reading of the Bible. Then the following year, we start all over again. Altar of prayer. O Lord God, we are told that Abraham, wherever Abraham goes, he always breathes and he always builds an altar. Even Jacob too built an altar. Abraham built an altar. Isaac his son built an altar. Jacob the grandson to bring build an altar. All of them have altar of prayer. From generation to generation, we are going to pray. Let there be altar of generation, altar from generation to generation in my family. Altar where I will be praying to God, altar, that the fire will be burning on in Jesus' name. Now take God, daughter, for God, O Lord God, from generation to generation, where will we pray unto you and be reading the word of God in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So we thank God and glorify his name in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, we thank God today. We give God glory, honor, and adoration for the word of God that we have heard today in the name of Jesus Christ. God has blessed us today. We have received the word of God that giveth life and life more abundant. Amen. Yes, we thank God.
We give you honor, we magnify and exalt your name, O Lord God of heaven.
We thank him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, I prophesy the word of God over everyone that has come into this service tonight. In the name of Jesus, may God send his word into your life to save you, to heal you, to bless you and your family. May God lay his hands upon you and bless all of you with divine healing, divine health, divine blessing, divine prosperity in the name of Jesus, divine favor, divine grace be upon you all in the name of Jesus. Yes, may you roll away your bodies and your fears and your anxiety. May you intervene in your life and bring solution to your problems. May he make a way for you where there's no way. In the name of Jesus, may you find favor with God and man. May you find help where there's no help. May people go out of their way to grant your heart desire. In the name of Jesus.
Of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. to all your goodness and mercy and follow us all the days of our life. And we shall be in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you, sir.
Shalom.
Yes, sir. Shalom, sir.
Yes. Bye,
sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Will you really be blessed? Will you really be blessed? Really be blessed? Have you perished here in our midst? In the name of the Lord. Will you really be blessed? Will you be blessed? We are going. We are going higher. As the fellowship, yeah, in our midst, in the name of Jesus, we are going higher. We are going higher. May you really be blessed. May you really be blessed. How we fellowship here in our midst. In the name of Jesus. We are going higher. We are going higher. As we fellowship here in our midst. In the name of Jesus.